Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
I'll recap some high school wrestling from Saturday. The Western Iowa Conference holding the conference wrestling dual tournament up in Audubon, and it was the host team coming up a winner. Audubon winning all seven of their matches. They beat Griswold 46-33, down Missouri Valley 48-27, beat Trainer 72-12, Audubon defeating Tri-Center 42-34, a winner over Underwood 57-21. They beat Riverside 49-27 and down AHST 63-6 to capture all seven of their matches and win the title. Riverside, Tri-Center both went 5-2. Griswold, Missouri Valley, and Underwood were all 3-4. Trainer was 1-6, AHST 0-7 in that Saturday meet. Also in college wrestling on Saturday, Iowa and Ohio State each won a pair of duels as 14 teams competed in what organizers said was the first collegiate wrestling competition in the history of Madison Square Garden. Iowa won 18 of 20 matches while defeating Hofstra 42-0 and topping Bucknell 34-9 in the inaugural Grapple at the Garden on Sunday. Ohio State routed Hofstra 38-3 and Maryland 34-3. The Hawkeyes host the Buckeyes on January 4th in a matchup of the two of the nation's best teams. Maryland earned a split of its duels when Carl Buchholz edged Nebraska's Danny Longendyke in overtime to give the Terrapins an 18-17 victory over the Cornhuskers. In Saturday high school basketball, in a game heard here Saturday night on KJAN, it was Atlantic over Norwalk, 64-53 in boys basketball. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Cam 62-25, Harlan over Underwood 75-32, IKM Manning stopping Charter Oak Utes 74-26. Trainer got by St. Albert 59-50, West Harrison slipped past Missouri Valley 70-66. It was Woodbury Central over Logan Magnolia 60-49. In girls Saturday basketball, it was Atlantic over Creston 40-36. Cam beat Coon Rapids Bayard 25-24. Exira EHK over Nottoway Valley 41-31. Harlan beat Underwood 71-26. IKM Manning a winner over Charter Oak Utes 75-23. Kingsley Pearson beat Bowyer Valley 56-40. Missouri Valley over West Harrison 63-59. Trainer got by St. Albert 32-30. And Woodbury Central a winner over Logan Magnolia 63-22 was the final. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Brandon Paul scored 17 points. Tracy Adams added 13 as number 10 Illinois pulled away late to remain undefeated with a 66-53 victory over Eastern Kentucky. In a game between undefeated teams, the Illini led by 11 early but needed a 12-2 run to gain control and help John Gross become only the second coach in Illinois history to win his first 12 games. Gross matched the school record for the best start by a first-year coach set by Lane Fletcher in 1907. The only other game involving a ranked team saw LeBrian Nash score 19 points and Marco Brown added 14, along with 8 rebounds, as number 24 Oklahoma State dumped Central Arkansas 91-63. Well, Saturday in men's college hoops, it was the first ever Big Four Classic in Des Moines, and junior Roy Devin Marble and freshman Mike Gasell combined to score 53 points as Iowa topped UNI by a score of 80-73. Three-point shooting had been a weakness early in the season for the Hawkeyes, but not on Saturday as they connected on 12 of 25 from behind the arc. Coach Fran McCaffrey commenting as Roy Marble led all scorers with 30 points and Iowa improved to 9-2.
What was amazing with him is, you know, I didn't rest him very much, and he seemed to have an incredible energy level the entire time. I moved him around. He played some point. He played some two. He played some three. Guarded a lot of different people. Stuck his nose on the glass. Just looked to me like he was really determined to make sure we won the game.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes played well on both ends of the court. Marble and Gasell combined for 7 of 10 from three-point range in the first half, while the Panthers were only 1 of 9 in the first half. Panthers made only 3 of 16 from three-point range in the game. Mark Sonnen led UNI with 10 points. They fall to 6-4 with that loss. Now, the other half of that double dip was also a competitive game as Melvin Edgem scored 21 points and added 8 rebounds as Iowa State cashed in on its free throw opportunities in an 86-77 win over Drake at the Big Four. The Cyclones connected on 30 of 41 from the stripe. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says he enjoyed the atmosphere that the event provided.
I know it's early in the year, but it prepares you for conference tournament. You know, if you're fortunate enough to make an NCAA tournament, it prepares you for that. It just gives you a feel going in and having the opposing team's band and cheerleaders and fans, split arena. I really enjoyed it.
Well, Drake was whistled for 31 fouls in that ball game as four Bulldogs fouled out. Drake falls to 4-5. Iowa State improves to 8-3 with that victory. In the NBA on Sunday, four games. Toronto beat Houston 103-96. It was Denver topping Sacramento 122-97. The Lakers over Philadelphia 111-98. Portland slipped by New Orleans 95-94. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, two Iowa State football players will miss the December 31st Liberty Bowl against Tulsa due to injury.
Nick Crone broke the outside bone in his foot and has already had surgery, will not be available to us in a bowl game. Chantrell Johnson has hurt his knee serious enough that he will not be available to us in a bowl game.
That's Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes. Crone is a freshman reserve defensive end, while Johnson led the Cyclones in rushing during the regular season with 504 yards. The junior is expected to have surgery after the first of the year. Rhodes says Johnson was injured in practice over the weekend.
A non-contact cutting drill. It was actually a 7-on-7, no contact whatsoever. He planted. You know how violently he plants, and something gave.
Johnson rushed for 120 yards in the Cyclones' season-opening victory over Tulsa. Second leading rusher James White has been held out of practice the last few days due to a head injury.
He's just laying out for a couple days until he gets over those symptoms. Don't know if we'll have him yet Tuesday, but we'll have him certainly when we get to Memphis.
Well, Iowa State's decision to play freshman quarterback Sam Richardson in the final two games of the regular season resulted in a win, a loss, and a lot of hope for the future. Now Richardson has the chance to grow some more as Iowa State earned a berth in the Liberty Bowl against Tulsa, giving Richardson more time to increase his familiarity with the rest of the starting offense. The Cyclones say the experience from playing in a pair of games and working as the starter in practice is already paying off. Richardson said he's been able to mold his game to fit the rest of the starters in practice. He'll find out how much progress he's made come December 31st when they face Tulsa in the Liberty Bowl. That's a 2:30 kickoff Central Time. Well, an opposing team had not won at New England in December since 2002, but Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers did it, holding on for a 41-34 victory yesterday in the NFL. Making just his fifth NFL start, Kaepernick passed for 216 yards and four touchdowns to help the Niners clinch a playoff berth. The Patriots had won 20 straight home games in December. They fall to 10-4, but had already clinched the AFC East. New England had tied the game with just seconds left to rally from a 28-point deficit, but didn't have enough time to win. Seattle is keeping the heat on the 49ers in the NFC West race as quarterback Russell Wilson ran for 92 yards and three touchdowns and also passed for a score as the Seahawks trounced the Buffalo Bills in Toronto 50-17. Seattle became the third NFL team to score 50 points on consecutive weekends. The Seahawks are 9-5, and they'll host the division-leading 49ers next Sunday night. Denver went to Baltimore and blitzed the slumping Ravens 34-17. Chris Harris made a game-changing play just before halftime, stepping in front of a Joe Flacco pass and returning it 98 yards for a touchdown. The Broncos already had clinched the AFC West. Baltimore's lost three straight, but they clinched a playoff spot when the Steelers lost to Dallas. Well, the Houston Texans are the AFC South champions for the second straight year, beating Indianapolis 29-17. There's a three-way tie for the NFC East race between Washington, the Giants, and Dallas. Atlanta moved closer to clinching home field in the NFC, blanking the Giants 34-0. Washington grabbed a share of first in the NFC East, beating the Browns in Cleveland 38-21 behind backup QB Kirk Cousins. And the Cowboys made it a three-team division race, beating Pittsburgh in overtime 27-24. Green Bay clinched its second straight NFC North title with Aaron Rodgers passing for three scores in a 21-13 win at Chicago. Also, Tampa Bay's playoff hopes are fading after Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints routed the Buccaneers 41-0. Minnesota improved to 8-6 with Adrian Peterson rushing for a season-best 212 yards in a 36-22 win over the St. Louis Rams. Ryan Tannehill completed 22 of 28 passes for 220 yards and two touchdowns as Miami dumped Jacksonville 24-3. Greg Toler ran back an interception 102 yards for a fourth-quarter touchdown, the longest return in franchise history, to seal Arizona's 38-10 victory over Detroit. Also, it was Carolina drubbing San Diego 31-7, and Sebastian Janikowski kicked five field goals, and Darren McFadden rushed for 110 yards in a 15-0 Oakland win over Kansas City. The Raiders shut out the Chiefs for just the second time ever. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.